You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Next up, another childhood literary staple, the book report. Well, we have our own version for you, brought to you by the Litography Project.
Ah, the Litography Project!
Shh! Your guide to the literary Bay Area.
For the book report, we ask Bay Area writers to talk about a book that's meaningful to them. Today, we're speaking with Kevin Smokler, a writer in San Francisco.
My name is Kevin Smokler, and my book report is on The Fire Next Time by James Baldwin. The Fire Next Time is an essay collection of James Baldwin. It's two essays, one really short, 11 pages or so, and one enormous, like 93 pages. They were both published in 1962 and collected as a book. They were published as The Fire Next Time in 1963. The phrase is, God gave Noah the rainbow sign, no more water, the fire next time. The thing I just love about that phrase is there's something vaguely threatening about it. You know, biblically, as a human race, we have messed up once, and there is an equation of that we are doing it again here as Americans. We are committing the same sin we did in the beginning of time.
Oh, sinner man, where you gonna run to? Sinner man, where you gonna run to?
The first essay in the book is called My Dungeon Shook, Letter to My Nephew on the 100th Anniversary of the Emancipation. And it is James Baldwin writing a letter to his 14-year-old nephew about his relationship with his nephew's father, James Baldwin's brother, and what it means to be a black man in America at this time.
Other people cannot see what I see. Whenever I look into your father's face, as it is today, are all those other faces which were his. Let him curse, and I remember him falling down the cellar steps and howling. And I remember, with pain, his tears, which my hand or your grandmother so easily wiped away.
There is something about the way his language is both oral and written that I really like. There is something about the length of sentences that sounds like they are designed to be spoken out loud.
And I know, which is much worse, and this is the crime of which I accuse my country and my countrymen, and for which neither I, nor time, nor history will ever forgive them, that they have destroyed and are destroying hundreds of thousands of lives, and do not know it, and do not want to know it.
If this book was published in 1963, you know, Watts would burn 2 years later, and much of the South would burn the year after, you know, in 64, and Detroit in 68, and basically every major American city at one time or another. It was very much the symbol of our attempt and futility at understanding each other.
We face, therefore, a moral crisis as a country and a people. It cannot be met by repressive police action. It cannot be left to increased demonstration in the streets.
Someone like me who does not have, who does not share the same demographics with James Baldwin. He's, you know, he's 50 or 60 years older than me. He's black. He's from the East Coast. I'm not from the East Coast. He's gay. I'm straight. You know, I don't share too many of the census boxes with James Baldwin. But there's something about his specificity and the fact that when I read him, I often read him out loud, that I feel like his words are kind of filling the room. I feel like he's sitting there next to me, and it's harder to feel alienated from someone and their work. It feels like they're sitting there with you. The Fire Next Time just like set my hair on fire until my ears were burning and my whole insides were just kindled. So I will never be as good as him. I will never even be close to as good as him, but I will have The Fire Next Time like burning brightly for the rest of my life in hopes of trying to gather a few sparks from it and make a little campfire of my own.